Senator Alyssa Slotkin to give Democrats' response to Trump's address to Congress. Senator Alyssa Slotkin will give the Democrats' response to President Donald Trump's March 4th address to a joint session of Congress. Big. I'm announcing it. Senator Slotkin will deliver our Democratic response to Trump's joint address. Nothing short of a rising star in our party. She's dedicated her life to our country. She will lay out the fight to tackle the deep challenges we face and chart a path forward. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wrote in a post on social media platform X on February 27th, "I'm looking forward to speaking directly to the American people next week. The public expects leaders to level with them on what's actually happening in our country." Slotkin wrote on X, "From our economic security to our national security, we've got to chart a way forward that improves people's lives in the country we all love. I look forward to laying that out." A first-year senator, Slotkin was elected in 2024 after serving in the House for two terms, representing Michigan's 8th and 7th congressional districts. She narrowly defeated former Representative Mike Rogers in the race to succeed Senator Debbie Stabenow. Before being elected to the House, the career CIA official served as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Affairs in the Obama administration. Slotkin is known for promoting bipartisanship. Bipartisanship is deeply unsexy to people. It's boring. It's not cliquey, she said at a December event hosted by Punchbowl News in Washington. It is very difficult to think about how to make actual functioning government sexy again, if it ever was, and it's a conundrum for those of us, I think, in the middle. Last year, the Lugar Center ranked Slotkin the 14th most bipartisan member of Congress. Representative Adriano Espaillat will deliver the Democratic response to Trump's speech in Spanish. The four-term congressman embodies the very essence of the American dream, and he's fought to keep that same promise alive for millions of American families, Schumer wrote on X. In a January 25th letter inviting Trump to address Congress, House Speaker Mike Johnson wrote, "America's golden age has begun. Thanks to your strong leadership and bold action in the first days of your presidency, the United States is already experiencing a resurgence of patriotism, unity, and hope for the future. The GOP is looking to pass legislation to enact Trump's agenda on the border, taxes, and energy. The House and Senate have passed separate budget resolutions but must pass an identical one to unlock the reconciliation process, which allows legislation related to taxing, spending, and the national debt to pass both houses with only a simple majority threshold and avoid the 60-vote requirement to overcome a filibuster.